Elhamdülillah Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm ve tûbü ileyh. Nes'elüke tevfîke vel mağfirete vel hidâyete innehu ve't-tevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu ennâ yâ kerîm, vaffu ennâ yâ kerîm, vaffu ennâ yâ kerîm. Vaffir lenâ bifadlike yâ Rahman, yâ Rahîm, yâ Melik, yâ Kuddüs, yâ Hafız, yâ Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el batini Allah, aybihi ve şerrihi men Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi Ehl-i Dedin. Bi rahmetike ya Rahmen Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitab-ül aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve kâle Rabbukum. Ad'uni estecib lekum. Allahu Teala says in the Quran al-Kerim, and your Lord says, pray to me and I will answer you. In another ayat, Allahu Teala says, call upon your Lord humbly and secretly. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dua is the core of worship. We do dua traditionally at the end of each salat, which we do five times a day, we pray to Allah Ta'ala and ask Him things. But like many things which we do and we do not know its meaning, dua is one of them. Like many things which we do in the name of Islam, we do automatically without giving it its due importance. But when our tail is caught, when we are sick or miserable or poor or lost someone or something which was of great importance to us, we also do make dua. That time perhaps more sincerely and more meaningfully. We find relief in it from our pain. We find hope in it that we will receive what we ask for. But above all, we feel as if we are face to face with our Lord, talking to Him. Much more so than when we make our prayers or when we fast during the Ramadan or even during the Hajj. Now dua is something personal, is something intimate in which one fears or should fear that you are truly in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. The reason that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called that dua, the personal prayer, is the core, is the essence, is the nucleus of worship, is precisely that. It's the closeness of the Master and his servant. It is the right of the Master that the servant asks things from him. So dua is a right of Allah Ta'ala, that even if we do not get what we ask for, it suffices that we ask for it. Now, there is also a hadith of Qudsi, which I feel is extremely important for us to know. Allah Ta'ala says that the prayer closest to be answered is not done by words, Lord, relieve me of that pain, relieve me of this danger, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me the other. Those are words. Allah says that prayer should not be expressed by words alone, but it should be expressed by one's state, by one's state of absolute need, and there is no other recourse of the solution of your problem. So what makes it acceptable and answerable, and that you will get what you want, you can use all the hadiths and all the surahs and all the ayat you want, and you can scream and shout in words. It has to be your state of being absolutely in need of that what you are asking for, and there is nowhere else to go, and there is no one else to ask it from. Do you understand it, Ibadullah? That is what real dua is. One day, a woman came to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Qudus Sirrah Bittahi, and he said, Ya Shaykh, make dua for me. All I have in this world is my son, and my son is gone to battle and he hasn't come back, but I have asked people, they haven't seen him dead or killed, neither have I received any information that he was taken prisoner. He is just lost, and I cannot sleep at night, and I cannot think of anything else except about my son. Pray for me. Pray for my son, so that my son be returned to me. Woman, said Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, go back home and be patient. Show patience. The woman went. After a while, she came back. Ya Shaykh, please make dua so that my son comes back. Woman, go back home and be patient. She sent him for a third time. He sent him for a third time back home and to be patient. And then she came at one point after many times. And he said, she said, "Ya Sheikh, I can't be patient. I am burning in hellfire. I want my son back. I have no one else in life." Okay, woman, go back home and your son will be home. So the woman went back home and there was his son. Because she had reached to the impossible state that no patience, no faith, no belief, no nothing could possibly affect her, and there was nowhere else to go. And that state was her prayer for Allah Ta'ala, which was answered. And then she came back to Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi and said, "Well, how did you know that my son came back?" And he said, from the ayat which Allah Ta'ala says in Surah An-Naml, Allah who answers the distressed one who calls upon him and removes the evil. Now there are some of us who are satisfied what Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. We are thankful to Him. We may have some problems, some pain, some sicknesses, but we feel ashamed to ask Allah Ta'ala, because although we are unworthy of His gift, that He has poured His gift upon us, and we are ready to accept whatever He has put in our destiny for us to be. Maybe we were rich, we become poor. We were healthy, we become sick. It's a shame to pray for Him to relieve us from the things with which He tests us. Now that is the state which is called almost of Maqam al-Ridha. That is the state when Nimrod threw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire as he was flying up in the air. Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, "Ya Ibrahim, don't you think that we should pray to Allah Ta'ala to save you?" He said, "No. He sees what is happening to me, and whatever He wills for me, this is fine for me." Because he said that, Allah Ta'ala parachuted him slowly into the fire, and the fire turned into a rose garden. That is called Maqam Ibrahim or Maqam Rida. When one is pleased, no matter what happens to him, what Allah Ta'ala has destined for him to be, and he is ashamed to pray to Allah Ta'ala for better or for more. If there is somebody amongst us who is in that wonderful state, I would tell him, still ask Allah Ta'ala, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the core of worship, the closeness between Allah and us, is to ask Him things which we need. Then There is another way of asking him for those of us who are satisfied with our state. We can always tell Allah Ta'ala, O Lord, we do not know what is good for us. Give us what you esteem best for us. And some of us, we complain that when we ask something from Allah Ta'ala in our prayers, no matter how sincere and how truly in need we are, somehow what we hope for doesn't come to us immediately and is delayed. Sometimes it can even be delayed till the hereafter. And about that, there is also a hadith. When Allah Ta'ala loves one of his servants, and when that servant prays to him and wants something from him, he tells to the angel, delay satisfying the need of my servant whom I love, because I love to hear his voice begging me what he wants from me. And when Allah Ta'ala is angry and hates one of his servants, and when his servant asks him for something, Allah Ta'ala tells to the angel, quickly, quickly, give him whatever he wants, because I don't want to hear him again. So for those of us who think that we do not get what we ask for, there is this hadith to remember. But the most important thing to remember about the dua and its importance is it's a declaration of a state which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was proud of. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I am proud of my fakr. I am proud of being poor. I am proud of being in need. We could be as rich as Harun, and we could be as powerful as Nimrod, and we could be a Muslim as good as an angel. Paradise guaranteed for us. That is what Rasulullah was. He wasn't poor, he was a king. He had the love of everyone, including the love of Allah Ta'ala. His place in paradise was shown to him. Yet, he said, he felt in need. And he was proud of his feeling that he felt إني Prayer is a proof that no matter what you feel that you have, no matter that you don't feel that you need anything anymore, you are rich and wealthy and famous and a great Muslim. But you feel that need. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was proud of. And with that need, you make the dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Rabbi, bless us. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the knowledge of the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless us by making us know the meaning of the things which we do in the name of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rab, we are thankful and worthy that we are, that you have blessed us with such gifts above all, the gift of faith, of Iman, and the gift of Islam, and the gift of Ihsan, and the gift of sending us your beloved, the best of the creation, your mercy upon all mankind, the intercessor of sinners, such as ourselves, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our prophet, our guide, our example. For all those gifts, Ya Rabbi, we are in need. We are in need to be with you. We are in need of absolute faith in you. We are in need of absolute submission to you. We are in need of the only love which we feel only for you. Ya Rabbi, we are poor in that sense, and we are in terrible need, and we beg you, Ya Rabbi, to satisfy that need. Amen. Amen. Ya Rabbi, you have created us from a dirty drop of water in the beautiful shape of the human being, and you say, as Ahsani Taqdeem, the best of your creation. In our heedlessness, we have reduced ourselves to asfalat saqleen. You have given us all and everything which we need to be a perfect man, which you meant us to be. But we have preferred to become the slaves of our ego instead of being your servant. Ya Rabbi, change our ways. Ya Rabbi, change our ways and save us from the tyranny of our egos. Ya Rabbi, change our ways and wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness. We listen, we do not understand, but even when we understand, we are incapable of putting it in action in our lives. Ya Rabbi, strengthen our iman, so that we will know what you want from us, and we will be able to put it into action in our life. Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, look at us. Once there was a unity amongst us, there was a strength of Ummat Muhammad that everyone envied and was afraid of. There was a wisdom in Islam and a beauty when we were all together. We loved each other for your sake. And we all held to the Quran al-Kareem. But now we are in 1,000 pieces. Ya Rabbi, bandits come and declare themselves as the caliph of the Muslims. More bandits come and get together and they say that they represent the state of Islam. All that is that we have lost the love of you and the fear of you. Ya Rab, you say, he who loves you, all and everyone loves him. You say, he who fears you, all and everyone fears him. Ya Rabbi, create in our hearts, create in the hearts of all of Ummat Muhammad, Amen. Your love and your fear. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.